We're talking to Kara Veenstra and Chloe Heisman of the Pella Christian volleyball team following a relatively easy three-set sweep over East Marshall. Guys, thanks for joining us. What did you guys do really well just as a team tonight? Everybody got in on the action. What did you guys do as a team tonight that really allowed you guys to continue that wave of momentum from winning the tournament in Knoxville this last weekend and take down the Mustangs with relative ease?
I think we really just came together as a team and just built each other up. We got some of our non-starters on the court and we just really cheered them on. So I think just cheering each other on and coming together as a team really helped us out.
Yeah, I agree with Kara. I really think we served, received very well. We sat out very fast. Our serves were really good, just like how we were in the tournament. We didn't miss very many serves, which helped us a lot.
Absolutely. And you guys, like we were talking about, you guys have started to play some of your best volleyball. I think you guys took some people by surprise at the Little Hockey Conference, taking fifth place. You guys took the Knoxville tournament after like three straight runner-up finishes and weekend tournaments. You know, what has that unity been like that's really brought you guys together to allow you to start to turn the corner a little bit and, you know, turn some of those near wins into the wins that you guys have found as of late?
I think just like as we've kept playing together, we've kind of gone from a team more to like a family, and that's just helped us all come together and play together. And when we're playing together all as a team and a family, that's when we're playing our best volleyball.
Yeah, I agree with her too. I also think that having lots of energy while we're playing helps us a lot, like have happiness and have fun while we're playing on the court.
Absolutely. And, you know, with Coach White coming in here her first year and, you know, to really kind of guide you guys to the success you've had. And then Chloe, I know you're playing with your mom as well, coaching. What has that transition been like with the new coaching, you know, kind of a new coaching staff? I know that Tammy was around last year, but, you know, with her taking over the varsity job and then with your mom joining Chloe, what has that transition been like this year?
Well, for me, it's been pretty easy because I played JV last year with Coach Tammy as my head coach. So it's been pretty easy for me because I had about the same thing last year. But our coaches have done a really great job of working together. They're all on the same page, and that's just really helped us and helped us lead us through this season.
Yeah, I think Coach White is a great coach. He really pushes us, really wants us to work, really wants us to always play our best, and is always wanting us to compete no matter what the score is. She just wants us to compete. And having my mom as a coach, I try to think of it as she's not my mom. She's a coach, so I need to really respect her, and she says the same thing. She treats me just like she does the other players and does not treat me like I'm her daughter, and just I think that really just helps.
That's kind of a neat dynamic, you know, where you have that relationship that you're able to extend to the court and then take away that off the court as well. As you guys prepare for Dyke New Hartford, obviously a very tough test, the number one team in the state, a 49-1 record going up to their place, what do you guys feel is going to be a major key going into that match that will allow you to shock some people up there as well and pull off an upset there?
I think the main thing is just sticking together as a team, working hard and competing, just doing our best, not worrying about the score and not getting down if we're losing. We just need to focus on our team and playing together and having a good time, because when we're having fun and when we have a lot of energy and when we're playing like a family is when we play our best volleyball.
Yeah, I think a big thing is going to be energy. I think we just need to show up with the most energy, have more energy with them, execute whatever game plan White tells us to do, and just keep our energy up and make them down on themselves and just touch balls, be scrappy, and just annoy them.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to seeing what the outcome is as you guys take on, you know, a tough opponent, and we'll see if you guys can you know, make a run at the state tournament following that match. But thank you guys for the time, and we look forward to see what you guys could do against Dyke.
Thank you.